let's turn to this legal case. George Zimmerman is suing NBC, the television network, alleging that the network defamed him when it edited the recording of his 911 call to police about the death of Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman's attorneys accused the network of intentionally making Zimmerman sound like a racist. Now, here is the edited version.
This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black.
All right, sounds like he's volunteering the issue of race there. Well, listen to the unedited, real conversation.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Firstly, my friends, you have to understand that the media doesn't have the right to lie, to defame, nor do they have a right to put a hit piece out on your ministry, your life, or your families. Which, in fact, that is exactly what MSNBC and Rachel Maddow did concerning my ministry, my life, and even my family.
The You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide ministry, which was founded by this handsome fellow.
And not just once, but twice.
With an activist named Bradley Dean. If the name Bradley Dean is familiar to you from the show, it may be that you remember Bradley Dean, like Lou Engel, calling for an upping of the bloodshed in America's culture wars.
Now, the reason that they do this is because they see that you are effective, and in my case, in reaching out to our posterity through doing 350 high school programs throughout the country, and of course, magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against the crimes that the likes of MSNBC promotes. You see, they want to promote revised and rewritten history that looks just like them, and if it doesn't work for their propaganda machine, well, then they polarize and demonize and attack illegally. This video is a short expose of what the state-run media thinks that they are going to do to them that don't agree with their unconstitutional, therefore unlawful, and un-American communistic ideologies. Case in point, MSNBC's slogan is in fact, Forward, a communistic slogan. Now, one thing that you need to understand before we begin is that the radical homosexual lobby has to attempt to put themselves in the position of victim status to gain the sympathies of the people that are not willing to look any further into their totalitarian methods. Like Kevin Jennings, founder of GLSEN, who wrote the foreword to an elementary school book called Queering Elementary Education, rightly said of bullying that it was nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, play the victim as you perpetuate the crime. Now, if the radical homosexuals are not creating hate crimes, all crime is motivated by hate, then they are, like Rachel Maddow, putting words into people's mouths to make them out to be the haters while they themselves are the created victims. Hopefully after the video is over with, you will understand why homosexuality was against the law in all 50 states of our union, as was it considered a mental illness all the way up until 1973, and P.S., it still is against the law of our constitutional republic. Read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. Little do the American people realize that the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to upend the American Constitution to make way for law which is foreign to us as we the people. Here is the rundown as to how things transpired between myself and MSNBC. On August 9th, 2010, Rachel Maddow and MSNBC took a piece from one of my radio shows which aired on May 15th, 2010, where I said that the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals in America.
Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals in America.
Of course, I made reference to how even Muslims oppose homosexuality under Sharia law, not showing that the Muslims were the standard, but rather to show the hypocrisy of the professed church in America.
They themselves are upholding the laws that are even in the Bible, the Judeo-Christian God, but they seem to be more moral than even the American Christians do.
And at no time did I suggest that I condoned the methods that radical Muslims use to enforce Sharia law, but made this analogy to prod Christians to become more concerned about what's going on in our schools with the nation's youth. Concerning the radical homosexual...
Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "You shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, of course. All of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I did want to let you know that we have an event coming up in August here. I'm just giving you a couple weeks heads up here. Johnstown, Colorado. We're going to be doing an event with KHNC, 1360 AM. It will be at 10th Street Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado, August 14th at 6:30 p.m. Again, we got an event up and coming August 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the KHNC 1360 AM, 10th Street Parish Avenue. That is, and those are the details in which I have right now. So do check our schedule, friends. We got the Minnesota State Fair coming up, as well as also Civic Center in Princeton. I'll be the keynote speaker there, and we got more stuff coming up. I know that. As a matter of fact, that was just some of this information was just being dropped on me right before the show. So with that, wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Our schedule, our store, all orders that are made, friends, go out the next morning. You'll have them within 2 to 3 days. The USPS says 3 to 5 days. We also have 8 to 10 contributors from across the country that are a part of the culture war to get better grades, friends. Let's put it that way. And that's all available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both morning show and afternoon show are available on the top of that website as well. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page as well. Now, I'm going to be dumping a lot of information on you again. Folks, seriously, this morning, got up at 6:30 this morning, had a title first thing in the morning. Lord, what am I talking about? I'll start getting a little bit of a download. And then throughout the day, I'll get more stuff added. It's like I only have an hour show. And there's so much information, friends, on how the American people are being sold out by their said representatives. I got a prime case in point. I'm going to play a video here for you in just a second. But I do want to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, you can do that concerning the issues, pro or con. And that number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704.
4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Well, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. No question about it. And why is that? Well, I'm here to let you know that we follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, and the list goes on. And I always make reference to the presidents, namely Andrew Jackson and President Buchanan. Buchanan said, "We have nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution." Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States of America, said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests," Article 4, Section 4. And they're both absolutely correct, 100%. So I want to get over to this just to kind of show you how you're being sold down the river. You know, yesterday we had highlighted the fact that the media was set up and to basically disclose the lies of government so that they had no opportunity to lie to the American people. As a matter of fact, Hugo Black said, "The press was protected so that it could bear the secrets of the government and inform the people." That's the whole purpose of the First Amendment, to keep them in line. "Only a free and unrestrained press can effectively expose deception in government." That's why they're illegally censoring outlets such as ours. Matter of fact, just yesterday we were heavily throttled again and heavily censored again at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hugo goes on and says, "And paramount among the responsibilities of a free press is the duty to prevent any part of the government from deceiving the people." Well, how about we do this? How about we just throw those likable guys up in front of the American people, and what we'll do is we'll sell to them, and we'll sell those likable individuals as freedom fighters. And what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about, again, the only place I can go back to is Scripture, and that's the place that I want to go. And I want you to listen to how it details what I'm going to highlight here in just a moment. It says in 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, "And no marvel, for Satan," for the devil himself, "for the deluder is transformed into an angel of darkness." Is that what it says? No, it doesn't say transformed into an angel of darkness. It says into an angel of light. Like he's there for you. He's favorable. He's your friend. He's the one telling you the truth. Go on to verse 15. What does it say? "Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness." Like they're the good guys, right? They're great Americans whose ends shall be according to their works. Now, I'm going to highlight a piece here for you so you can see these traitors through mainstream media today, how they're selling you out. And these are the people that have been sold to you as the freedom fighters once again. But there's not a greater poster boy out there than Sean Hannity. Now, remember when Sean actually picked up Bruce Jenner, who wants you to believe that he's a woman, and he renamed himself Caitlyn? And remember when Bruce Jenner, how we had Sean Hannity from Fox give Bruce Jenner 1 hour to basically give him a nod to run for the governorship of the state of California? See, Bruce, who wants you to believe he's a woman, said he wants to basically right the wrongs in the state of California. But this is also a man that wants you to believe that he is a woman. And P.S., so did Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity addressed him as Caitlin for the entire hour. I can only imagine they lost massive support during that particular time. But folks, he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And why? Because he sold his soul just like the rest of them. Now, here's Sean Hannity at Lindsey Graham's funeral, we're told. Like, notice all these people dying, all these distractions, these convenient distractions, keeping us off of what they just did to the American people by integrating the military with the IDF. This is insane, folks. But I want you to notice whose side of the fence Sean Hannity is on as well. And I'm going to go ahead and play this for you right now.
Mr. Netanyahu is here.
He addresses Netanyahu. I'm just going to slow my roll. We got a hard break coming up on us. But it's interesting, Donald Trump is up in the first couple rows, the president of the, you said, corporate America here. But what is Sean Hannity, and who does he address? Who does he take the time to address? Even so, more than the president? Netanyahu, Mikulski,
The one that Donald Trump is pulling the chair back for so he can sit comfortably whenever he wants to come into the People's White House and address our said representatives who have clearly sold out the American people through AIPAC and their handlers. I'm going to come right back and I'm just going to show you this great American, Sean Hannity, and how he sat there and kissed up to Kim, who is destroying this country as the people sit back and allow him to do it. We'll be right back.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed by content. Changed my life.
It's all happening here.
I come to these and I'm so encouraged. These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding.
It's opened so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSradio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Dave Krieger, host of the Krieger Files and station manager of WEAG-FM serving Start, Florida and surrounding areas. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio is a regular feature on this radio station as Bradley's ministry has touched tens of thousands of people who need to know the truth and know the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for that and Bradley Dean, we are thankful. Keep up the Lord's work, my friend.
Okay, so what I'm highlighting right now, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. If you'd like to contend, pro or con, you may do so, Jude 3 and 4. But what I have in front of us right now, affiliates, is countries that would arrest Mylakowski. You know him as Netanyahu. Spain, Canada, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Hungary, Iceland, Italy, Ireland, Lithuania, Netherlands, Norway, Slovenia, Sweden, Switzerland, France, and yet all over the world, they want this war criminal, just like George Soros, arrested. Okay, so he's wanted in all of these countries, but here in America, he's being praised by your media and by your said president. You better wake up, America. That's all I can tell you. I'll tell you what, the alarms are sounding, and they've been sounding for decades in this country, and the American people have grown deaf, deaf as adders to those alarms, to their own detriment.
See, Prime Minister Netanyahu is here.
Sean Hannity.
Mr. Prime Minister, you too have been a dear friend of mine for
30 years. It's an honor to
have you. He's been a really good friend of Sean Hannity's for 30-some years.
Have you. And Lindsay would have been blown away.
Lindsay the sodomite, Lindsay, the traitor Lindsay, the Judas, Luke 22:48 Lindsay.
You took this long journey with your beautiful bride to be here today. He loved you. He loved the state of Israel. He loved the people of Israel. Under your leadership, Israel has been one of America's most consistent and loyal allies. He was never shy to say it to the day he passed. And just as President Trump has been Israel's strongest friend in the history of the White House.
America has been hijacked, and you have your mainstream media and their useful idiots continuously praising America's oppressors. You've been hijacked, America. Hijacked. Ask Thomas Massey. Don't ask Bradley Dean. Ask Thomas Massey. He's the only one that does not have an AIPAC handler. Do you understand, Americans? Again, he's praising a war criminal. All over the world, they want to arrest him, but here in America, they're praising him. Why the interest of America, friends?
You know, the two partners aligned together. Lindsay was that friend to Israel in the United States Senate. As long as I've known this man.
Lindsey Graham has been a sellout since day one, friends, and you know it, and I know it. He was also a sodomite, probably a pedophile, no question about it, and he sold out the American people. And just interestingly enough, out of nowhere, he dies. I mean, folks, look at this whole line of people that a domino effect have just mysteriously passed during this particular time. It's also interesting to note, friends, that they're now resurrecting Rand Paul, who's also a Zionist, who's also shown his homage to the same people that Sean Hannity's shown homage to, which is not America. Isn't it interesting? It's not the God of the Bible. Isn't it interesting? Now they're resurrecting. Rand Paul is resurrecting this issue with none other than Anthony Fauci, the war criminal, the repeat criminal. The one that's responsible for genocide. Why are they doing this? They need more distractions. They want all of your eyes off of the ball concerning how they're selling you out, America. That's what's going on here. Now, for those that didn't know, and I know that there's some questions right there with some people, and I'm getting an answer back by the Holy Ghost, so I'm going to fill in some of those blanks for you. For those that didn't know, Rand Paul, while he's been allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci for how many years now? How many times has he fleeced his constituents for more money on top of the money that he's already getting paid to do concerning his job? But he continuously fleeces his constituents to do what? To raise more money so he can go after Anthony Fauci. And over again, he comes back as he's fleecing his constituents for more money, and he's aggrandizing wealth unto himself. He's telling the people that he's got him. He's got Anthony Fauci. He's lied during these congressional hearings. But nothing's ever been done, just like Trey Gowdy, just like the rest of them, friends, Jason Chaffetz, Senator Cotton, Senator John Kennedy. Again, the list goes on and the list goes on of all of these American peasers that raise money and fleece from their constituents more money than what they're already getting paid to do absolutely nothing but to appease the people that they're fleecing. Did you know that Rand Paul, by the way, while he was fleecing his constituents, he was telling the people he's got Fauci? How many times has he done this, and yet there's still no justice? Well, they needed to resurrect this, and again, I think it's important for people to understand how Rand Paul has sold out the American people long ago, unlike his dad, in part. While he's going after, he's grilling Anthony Fauci. Don't forget that his wife was going behind the backs of the American people buying stock into Remdesivir. Oh, so was Marjorie Taylor Greene. All these people that have been set up to be your heroes and freedom fighters, it reminds me of what Albert Pike said, the Mason, the devil that's in hell now where he belongs, Luke 16. When the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. And that's exactly how you've been undone, Americans, because you don't judge them by their fruit, and you need to judge them by their fruit. Now, another thing I want to hit here, while we can, is it's interesting that all of these surveillance cameras, you know, that are going up, they're selling it to you under security. I want you to remember something, and I want you to think with me that Americans, this whole AI, how it's being sold to you and what it's really about are two different stories. It's not about them protecting you. That's how tyrants always usurp the law. That's how they always overreach. We have to protect the people. It's not about them protecting you. It's about them protecting themselves as they tighten the noose on the necks of the American people individually and on a corporate basis. AI has, folks, it has everything in the world to do with setting up a mass surveillance system just like the one in China right now, where they can control every facet of your life. Don't doubt a thing that I'm telling you. But here's the good news. You know, I want you to understand, as they're selling this to you, and then I'll give you the good news, because here, I'll give you the good news. People all over the United States of America are protesting AI and the surveillance system. Why? Because it's illegal. Now, let me go back to something I just said. I just told you they're selling it to us for our security and our protection. It's never been about that, friends. Listen, the unconstitutional illegal surveillance system that this government, your representative, limited government who operates through delegation only, is attempting to establish a surveillance system over the American people. How is it sold to you? This is what you need to hear. It's sold to you with the excuse of the dangerous criminals that they themselves, in fact, have failed to prosecute. Crime is always the excuse for more control. See, if we would listen to God's Ten Commandments, we wouldn't have man's 10,000 policies that are undermining the law and constitutional law in this country. But again, here's the good news. All over the country, they're being protested in the face of you being sold, let's make America great again. Oh my goodness. The people that are telling me right now, oh my goodness, Bradley, were you right about Trump? I know I was right. That's all you had to do is judge them according the way that Jesus told us to judge men, by the fruit that they bear. I've told you since day one, what he says and what he does are two different stories. And is that exactly what's going on? Yeah, Donald Trump, I just played this yesterday, so you know, I guess this is how you make America great again. He's the one that told you not to fight this surveillance system. He said, you can't stop it. And then what does he do? He uses covetous words to allure people through the lust of their flesh, and he starts telling them how much money they're going to make. Hey, folks, slaves are made in such ways. And it's exactly what's going on here. I want you to listen to this really carefully. This is surveillance firm Fields. Listen carefully.
This is like read your camera system that your city council or your local sheriff votes in. And the argument is, hey, it helps us track violent criminals. The polls I put on Instagram and YouTube were both at about 90% no. I don't want Flock in my city. So the exercise, we were going to put them under surveillance. We went to their first headquarters, no signage on the building, completely anonymous. We go to their drone headquarters. It's a construction company. We look around this entire huge building. Nothing says Flock. We started filming their employees, and they would pull up in their car and be like, hey, sir, just want to let you know, you're under surveillance, but don't worry, it's for your safety. And they were all spooked and they get away. And I was like running with their car.
So what people are doing, friends, all over the country is they're giving them a taste of their own medicine. Did you know that county commissioners and city commissioners, did you know that they're actually having backdoor deals and they're signing disclosure agreements with AI companies, basically saying the American people don't have a say-so in this? This is how far this has gone, and it's gone way too far. Every one of them need to be thrown in jail, and they need to await trial by a trial of their jurors.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, SENTINEL.org. Check it out today.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start.
You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John G. Lake rightly proposed a question to the modern church. Can you find anywhere in the scriptures that the gifts of the Holy Ghost were withdrawn from the Church of Christ? Neither can we. That's why you need to join us every Sunday at sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side of the page for church at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
You know, there is a good, reliable source of uncompromising, conservative information, education, and inspiration. But you're probably missing out. Now, in our 27th year, Wisconsin Christian News provides hard-hitting news and commentary. And we're a national newspaper. The Wisconsin in Wisconsin Christian News simply means we're based, but our content is for all Americans. Request your free sample copy by emailing the publisher at rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You guys all heard of Harriet Tubman, right? They called her the Black Moses. She died at 90 years old. And she was a former slave. And I'm just trying to reach out to people and give them an understanding of what biblical love is. Iron sharpens iron, right? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Proverbs 27. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. How do politicians sell to you, friends? Kisses. Kisses of an enemy. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. A friend sticketh closer than a brethren. He loves you enough to tell you what nobody else wants to tell you. He tells you hard things. That's real love. Yeah. He may even jeopardize a friendship just to love on that person in a way where he sees that person needs to be loved on them in a way that they haven't been loved on. Now, let me go back to Harriet Tubman. They called her the Black Moses. She used to be a former slave. And I'm sure some of you people have heard this, but it's fantastic. And I'm addressing my listeners. I'm addressing my viewers. And I want you to understand something. Harriet Tubman broke free from her master's chains. She said no more. And what she did is she used to go from plantation to plantation to plantation to plantation to speak to other slaves, to tell them to break free of their slave masters. At the end of her life, she was interviewed by a reporter asking the question, is it true, she said, in question to none other than Harriet Tubman, is it true that you freed thousands of slaves? I'm telling you this as to what Harriet Tubman said in response to the reporter. She said, yes, it's true. I freed thousands of slaves. She said, I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. Did you hear me, America? And now for those that are saying to themselves, oh, I wonder who he's talking to. I'm talking to you. That's who I'm talking to. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. This is not a dissimulated love here, friends. Why? Because it's not a carnal, reprobate love. It's a holy love that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Now, I better go over here and highlight what I just said to you, lest one of those that doesn't believe the mainstream media, yes, I'm being facetious, says Bradley Dean is giving you fake news. Now, I want you to hear it out of his own mouth where Donald Trump actually said it.
Because you have to convince your community how great these things. You can't fight it. You have to go with it. And you're going to have all that protection, and we're giving you automatic protection. But you're going to make a tremendous amount of money. You're going to reduce taxes. And you're going to have
folks,
something that if you don't have it, everybody else wants it.
Yeah, this is how this guy's been talking since day one. I'm from North Minneapolis. That was one of the areas that I lived for a long time as a kid. You would know that as the hood. Guys like this wouldn't last because people seen right through them almost instantaneously. He's a bad con man is what he is. Here's the curse. The people that believe him, that's the curse. That's what's insane. It really is. Let me go back to the flock cameras because they are being protested on a massive scale. Now, I want to show you also and correlate this with Donald Trump making America great again. Now, you're going to hear this kid say some things here, but the words are bleeped out. I'm just saying this for my affiliate's sake. Don't worry about it. The swear words are not coming through. They're bleeped out. And I'm sorry they have to swear. They have to use expletives. But you know what? For the truth being told, you need to see this regardless of what they're saying, because the way that flock camera and the explosion of those cameras has taken course since Donald Trump's second tenure is insane. If you can't, by viewing this, if you can't, I'll paint the picture for my affiliates, but if you can't understand how you're being lied to by judging him according to what he's doing, this is not how you make America great again. This is how you destroy a country and enslave it, okay?
Wrap up. This is from January 5th, 2024 through July 2026. I want you to watch how many flock cams showed up across America. All right, we got a few. See some bubbles. We're in July 24, some more bubbles. Getting a little hot. Oh. Trump got into office in January and shit went fucking nuts. Look at that, bro.
Folks, you are slaves. You are slaves. Your chains are being forged upon you as we speak, as Donald puts you back, if he can, puts you back to sleep. The explosion is sick. You're being enslaved. Did you know that, by the way, concerning these AI cameras? I want to play this for you. That was pretty much the gist of it. I want you to see this video here, audio, and I want you to listen to this because people are standing up to it, as I said, but I want you to listen to what this guy has to say because I want to make a comment after he says it.
People are becoming vigilantes and normal law-abiding citizens are cheering this on. This whole flock revolution, this revolt against flock cameras, from what I'm seeing, is basically a bunch of people who may otherwise be non-criminals committing technically criminal acts. They're destroying these cameras. And this is happening all over the country. And I really don't know of anyone who is opposed to this. Well, actually, I do. I know one person, and he's a police officer. He's a police officer in Atlanta. He's someone I've known for a very long time. I think he's a great person. He was in the military. He was a paramedic. He saw some things and whatnot, but he's a great guy. And his argument is that this helps me to do my job better. It helps me to catch bad guys. It helps me to bring justice.
See, so what you have here in Atlanta, this great guy that he's talking about, who's former military, is talking about how these vigilantes in America that are defending themselves against tyrants that are doing unlawful acts, he says this ensures my job because then I can go after the bad guys. He's referring to the bad guys as those that are standing up in a vigilante sense and saying no to these flock cameras. Hey, I just got a question and I got a statement. The question is, can you show me in the Constitution, because the burden of proof is on you, and I'm talking about our limited representative government? I'm asking the question, where is it that you found in the Constitution that you can steal our money? Isn't it interesting what they have money for, by the way? But they can steal our money and reallocate it and create bureaucracies to basically keep us in chains, to keep us under surveillance. But when we do it back to them, all of a sudden, that's not legal. But wait a second. What they did in the first place isn't legal. It's a crime. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. On top of the TSA, on top of so many... Folks, you're being surveilled. Your phone is being tracked. Don't act like it's not going on. They're just trying to normalize it, and they've been doing it for a long time. And don't sit there and say to yourself, who cares? I'm not doing anything wrong. Nope. You're not doing anything wrong, but they are, because they don't have the right to do it in the first place. One of the things that I'll remind people of, if you haven't heard this, but I'll have conversations around this phone right here. And it's interesting because they have something called geofencing. And geofencing is like, for example, when I'm in an airplane, I shut it off in Minneapolis. I turn it on in Tennessee. That was the last place we went. And when I get there, all of a sudden, I start seeing all these advertisements concerning all of these little companies and businesses in the corporate world that are in my vicinity. And it's also interesting to note that my conversation becomes alive because I start getting emails and advertisements on my phone concerning my conversation. Can anybody tell me where the corporate world has the right to be intrusive in going in on your conversation? That's a violation, friends, of your Fourth Amendment. They do not have a right to do what they're doing right now, let alone do more than what they're doing. They don't have a right to set up AI cameras, friends. They don't have a right to set up flock cameras. Well, it's for our safety. You sound like the same people that didn't learn your lesson after September 11th. Is the TSA about your safety? Because I'm here to tell you, not one terror attack has been thwarted. But the question that remains, and I want to throw it to the American people, is this. Who has profited from September 11th more than the corporate world and the bureaucracies and corruption in the halls of government in this country? Because a foreigner couldn't have dreamed of doing to you what you've allowed corporate and the corrupt to do to you today. You're the problem. Ask them. Just ask them. My goodness, friends, they're incriminating the American people at every given opportunity. Notice how everybody's delivered up except the tyrants in office people. And I'm not just talking about federal government. I'm talking about state governments as well. It's insane. But listen, here's the police officer in this case that hasn't taken the time to read the Constitution. It's his job to uphold the law, not to take orders or edicts that are unconstitutional and tyrannical from those that are up above, because he says, well, you know, the higher ups are saying, no. The higher ups are in your oath. The higher ups are in your own constitution and what you're supposed to do. Furthermore, what you promised you would do.
Ecclesiastes 5:4. Go to Numbers verse 32. Go to Deuteronomy 23 concerning oath. They swore to uphold the Constitution and the enumerated laws, friends. And if that's what they're doing, they'd be on the side of the people that are going out there and cutting down these flock cameras that the government never had a right to put up in the first place. It's not about your safety. It is about control. It is about enslaving you. Hey, friends, I would have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves. But we can see in the halls of government, you know, those individuals that go around and they tell you what they're going to do to right the wrongs when they get in office. And then once they win, what do? More than not, they turn on the people. I've seen it. I can't tell you how many times. I'm going to show you two individuals that were caught in a hot mic speaking about what they're going to do to the people that are standing in opposition against them and their crimes. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Sam. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSRadio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Folks, you do understand that this is all set up, and it's all aimed at their political opposition. Now, how do I know it's aimed at their political opposition? I can tell you it's aimed at their political opposition. And isn't it interesting, as I noted earlier, that the excuse for these flock cameras are because of, well, their excuse is because of dangerous criminals. Remember those dangerous criminals that they're talking about are the same ones that they were soft on up to 10 to 15 to 100 times and more. 74% recidivism rate is the very reason they've been soft judges, is to produce more crime so they can use it against the people that cry out to them for more law enforcement.
See, but they're not doing it the Lord's way. They're doing it man's way. They want control. And again, as I said, it's aimed at their political opposition, because if it was really aimed at the bad guys, then why are the bad guys free to do it again? And why are the bad guys free to do it again after that, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again? I mean, we just seen a heinous crime being committed by an individual. I highlighted like six of them. And their criminal records were from the ground up as tall as they were. One guy had 101 convictions. But again, this is the excuse that the corrupt in the halls of government are saying we need to do this. No, 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 friends. They're being incentivized. Remember when I said that it's a lucrative business now. It's not about the people. It's not about the Constitution. Because if it was about the Constitution, guess what? They wouldn't be going along with it. But that's not what they're doing. I just want to say this, and again, I want you to hear this carefully. This is aimed at their political opposition. Don't doubt a word that I'm telling you. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to suffer this because they're not listening to what I'm telling them right now. That's why there are people out there that are actually standing up against it and saying, absolutely not, you're not doing that. But they do it anyways. The right, the God-given right of the people to be secure in their persons. By the way, this has been since September 11th, folks, this has been water under the bridge. The American people don't care. They actually believe it again, what they've been told, but they're not paying attention to the fruit of who's responsible for trying to tighten the noose upon them, namely their own said representative government. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches. As I highlighted the other day, friends, that every time you go through one of those checkpoints to the TSA, you have to understand not only is it a violation of the Fourth Amendment, but your government is pointing its finger back at you as being a potential domestic terrorist, every single one of you. But remember, it doesn't apply to them. It just applies to us peasants. Again, have you had enough yet? Okay? The Fourth Amendment says it shall not be violated, just like the Second Amendment, friends. And no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. My goodness. I was just highlighting during the end of the last segment, friends, concerning how these said representatives promise the people everything until they get into office. I also want to say this. Let me just give you a train of thought, because I'm hearing this over here and I want you to hear it as well. It's interesting how many people are running for in the state of Minnesota office right now who have been in office. They've been incumbent for some time. And what they're doing is they're now going out and promising the people of the state, and I'm sure this is applicable to where you're at as well, but now they're promising the people of the state to do something about the issues that they failed to do during their tenure before they got to this point. See, they're just showing you how hypocritical they are. If they really were going to do it this time, then why didn't they do it while they had the time to do it during their first tenure? Talk to the people that you know that are supporting candidates and listen to what they're saying. We have one individual that's in the state of Minnesota talking about what she's going to do as the governor if she wins. Well, guess what, friends? She didn't do it while she had the time to do it before she got to this point. So what makes you think she's going to do it now? She's not. She's merely kissing up to the people and telling the people what they want to hear. Beware. Beware, people. If they're not doing it right now, they're not going to do it when they get into office. Let me say it again. If they're not doing it now, they're not going to do it when they get into office. Well, they say, well, I need money. No, you don't need money. You need to do it first and then expect the support. That's what we've been doing for 31 years. We don't go to the people and say, hey, we want you to support us so we can do this. No, no, no. We want you to support us because we've been doing this. And we've been doing it for 31 years. And yes, judge me by my fruit as well. Matthew 7:16-20. Those are the kind of people that should be supported, not the ones that are willing to say what they're going to do, yet if they're not doing it, don't waste your money on them, people.
Now, let me go back to the other point that I was making prior to this last one. It's interesting how the said representatives, as they call themselves, they promise the people everything until they win office. And then when they get into office, like Kevin McCarthy here and Karina Talamantes here, they're caught on a hot mic talking against the very people and the very laws that they themselves said that they would uphold before they got into office. And I want you to hear this, friends. Now, is this all of them? No. Is it a majority of them? Oh, easy. Hands down. Hands down. Folks in the state of Minnesota, a majority of them are playing the same games all over again. Oh, and I wanted to let you know, just to prove that point, it's interesting that you're listening to the boy right now that was responsible for rounding up the said representatives to bring forth the promise concerning the articles of impeachment and prosecution in Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. But did you know who stopped the articles of impeachment concerning Ellison and Walz and the rest of them? It was the said Republicans. It wasn't the bad guys, people. It was the said good guys who are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Does that explain to you why your country's in trouble? Then why, I ask you, on God's green earth, do you support what they say, but when they don't do it, you don't hold them accountable for it? I want to show you what happened recently where two said representatives were caught on a hot mic talking down against the people that were standing up against AI.
Council meeting, a conversation between Mayor Kevin McCarthy and Vice Mayor Karina Talamantes about banning agitators from future meetings was actually caught on a hot mic. Happened after the council
banning
accepting
folks,
grant.
They were calling the American people they're supposed to represent agitators, troublemakers. Those troublemakers are probably the same people that voted him into office.
And disruptions in the crowd led the mayor to pause the meeting in empty chambers. A live stream on the city's feed shows Vice Mayor Talamantes approaching Mayor McCarthy to discuss ways to keep disruptors out.
Okay. So, hey, folks, just to prove the point, I thought it wasn't about the political opposition. Who are the agitators? Those that want to uphold the law. What are they trying to do? They're trying to talk about how they can get together and make sure those people that want to uphold the law are no longer welcome to these meetings. This is why you're seeing people in a vigilante sense, friends, that have had enough of these corrupt individuals. And folks, I hope this is in California, but this is happening all over the country. They're trying to demonize the law abiders, not the lawbreakers, not the lawbreakers. She said, we should go over this disruptions thing because if we want to ban somebody in the future, like to actually take them out, we have to point out specifically, and then it says unintelligibly. Okay.
If we want to ban somebody in the future, like,
I mean, like they're on the high horse, friends. Like we're there to serve them.
If you take them out, we have to point out specifically.
And she said, we should go over this. Then he says, I know, but the city attorney said we can't do that. We did it last time. We can't. I spent my first 6 months going over this. I wanted to give people like probation, like you can't come. Is that crazy, folks? This is exactly the problem that you're having in this country. And these people.
So that's where the audio ends.
Yep. And if you see the video here, you'll also see she realized that it was on the hot mic and then she hastened to shut it off, but it was too late. See, these are the kind of people that need to be removed ASAP and they need to be held accountable for violating their own oaths, which there is legal consequence. There is legal consequence. Folks, again, I could have freed 1,000 more had they known that they've been slaves. You need to stand up and throw off these people that are throwing off the Constitution. You have every right in the world to do it. Not to throw over the Constitution or overthrow that Constitution, but to overthrow the men that pervert that Constitution. Enough, again, is enough. I'd have freed 1,000 more had they known they were slaves.